podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hey, Dolphins, this is Michael Fink with the FinFans Podcast. Each week we come to you and bring you our opinions on what's going on within the Dolphins organization. During the season, you'll hear two shows each week where we review and preview each game. We shoot straight from the hip and have fun in doing so. We'd like to thank both the Dolphins Talk Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network for their support. Make sure to check them out. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen to your podcasts. Please make sure to follow the show. That way you'll know when a new one comes out. It's truly appreciated. All right, let's kick off today's show. Hey, and we're back. With me today, I've got Ryan.
Hey there, Dolphins. How's it going?
Daniel.
What up, Fin fans?
And Lewis.
Hey, Dolphins.
And what we're going to do is we've got some trivia questions we're going to ask and see if we can see what these guys know. Now, before we do that, I just want to ask the group a question. What did you think of the Sony Michel signing yesterday, Ryan?
I thought it was a good signing. I'm actually really happy. Running back was one of the things we needed to address, and this guy brings us a different skill set from what's on the roster.
My initial is just that, you know, he's a depth piece, but if you look at the way he performed when he was put on the field last year for the Rams, I mean, you can't help but be, I don't know if excited is the right word for it, but I'm happy about the signing because we definitely need guys who are capable back there. Lou's pointed out multiple times, Chase Edmonds not always on the field, and we know Mostert isn't, so right. I like the signing. I think it's
smart. And I think that's probably what drove the signing.
Yeah, I think it's smart.
Lou, how are you feeling?
I mean, I like the signing. I mean, this guy knows how to block. I mean, that's a key. And, you know, he's a tough runner. So, Ryan that mentioned the skill set?
Yep.
Yeah, we got a lot of people on, so we got to follow a lot of different voices here. But Michel brings a different skill set. I mean, you look at his numbers last year, he had 845 yards, like in a part-time role. He averaged 4 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. And he added 21 receptions and another touchdown. He knows how to block. As I said, he runs hard. I like it. You know, we may be looking at the end of Gaskin's career here in Florida. I mean, we got a lot of bodies at that running back position. It just depends on exactly how many they're going to keep. You know, we've got a couple fullbacks on the roster as well, so you know they're going to keep at least one fullback, so, you know, that goes into the equation as well. So it's going to be interesting, this competition for these running back positions.
For sure.
Yep. I like it. I like the signing.
Shattering, but definitely a good signing.
I like it. I think it was a smart signing. He's a tough runner, and that's what we need.
Was there a better guy out there at this point? I don't think so, right? I
mean, not for $2 million.
Right, exactly. $2 million, yeah. That's a steal nowadays, yeah. You know. You know, again, if he becomes our short yardage guy, then fantastic. You know. You know we're going to run the ball this year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
I think they definitely plan on running the ball.
A lot.
Let's hope the guys at front can make it happen.
He's a Florida boy, too. He's born in Orlando.
Yep.
So, yeah, we like that.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with the trivia questions.
All right.
Devontae Parker is in what place in the Dolphins' all-time receiver rankings in yardage? Is he sixth, fifth, fourth, or third?
That's a hell of a question. That's a hell of a question straight out the gate. I'm going to guess fifth. My inclination would be later, a lot deeper down the ranks than that, but fifth sounds like a good number.
Ryan?
I'm sorry, could you give me the answers one more time?
Sixth.
The answer? No, 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 the question you mean.
No, the options.
Sixth, fifth, fourth, or third?
I'll go with sixth. I think it's going to be after fifth.
Lewis?
I'm going third, Mike.
Okay, well, it was fifth. Daniel is correct.
Oh, wow.
Get my piece of paper and keep my score here.
All right. What year was the first game played in Hard Rock Stadium? Was it 1985, 86, 87, or 88?
Oh, I'm thinking this is a tough one. I do not know when the Orange Bowl was gone, so When you said Hard Rock, I thought, ooh, is he talking about after they renamed it from Landshark, Sun Life, or whatever?
Joe Robbie Stadium, if that makes you feel better.
I don't have any idea.
Just guess already, let's for the love 80, of God.
Let's go 85.
Okay.
Ryan?
I'm going to say 87.
87. 87
is correct.
Hey.
Boom. Who did Miami beat for their first win in that new stadium? The Jets, Chargers, Bills, or Chiefs?
I'll go first. I'll say the Jets.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Lewis?
Man, oh, man. I'm trying to remember, Mike. Oh, you God. I'll go with the Jets as well.
You're all wrong. It was the Chiefs, and it was actually replacement players. Miami won 42 to nothing.
All right.
Sugar Shane Falco. Oh, wait.
That's a trick question, Mike.
Not really. It was their first win. Do you remember who they played in preseason to open the stadium?
No.
Bears.
The Bears, okay. Yeah. Yep. I don't follow preseason, Mike, sorry.
Well, I don't either, but I was there, so that's why.
Okay. You were.
Ooh, that was a nice one.
Who was the first Dolphin to score a punt return in that new stadium? Was it Scott Miller, OJ McDuffie, Tony Martin, or Terrell Buckley?
A punt return, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
The third one, Martin.
I'm going to say Buckley.
I'm going to go with Miller, Mike.
And it was O.J. McDuffie. It was a 71-yard return. He did it in 1993 versus the Colts.
I was going to say, man, that had to have been early 90s, so it took six years.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
What defender got the first sack of Dan Marino in that new stadium?
Hey, you got my. Go ahead.
Was it Bruce Smith, Mark Gastineau, Marty Lyons, or Bubba Baker?
So let's just assume that it's in division. I'm going to go Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas?
I'm sorry, Bruce Smith. What the heck?
I was going to say that wasn't an option.
That was a strange head pressure mind twist. Yeah, the pressure is getting to me already. I've only got one right out of four.
If Thurman Thomas ever sacked Marino, that'd be a trick, Daniel. That'd be a real trick.
Oh, boy, I feel like Jim not knowing the team colors. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go with Bubba Baker.
See, the Baker or Bruce Smith, I would think. I'm going to go with Bruce Smith, Mike.
You are correct. It was Bruce Smith. That was October 25th, 1987.
Good thing I changed my answer from Thurman Thomas.
All right. The following five teams lead in fewest points allowed since the 1970 merger. Which is the correct order? Dallas, Pittsburgh, Chicago, New England, Miami? Or Pittsburgh, Dallas, Miami, New England, Chicago? Or Pittsburgh, Miami, Dallas, Chicago, and New England.
What? And how the hell are we supposed to remember all that? Come again with the question, Mike. Ooh.
The following five teams lead in fewest points allowed since 1970. Is the correct order?
So okay. 1 through 5 or 5 through 1?
It was Dallas, Pittsburgh, Chicago, New England, Miami. That's A.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, Dallas, Miami, New England, or Chicago. That's B. And C is Pittsburgh, Miami, Dallas, Chicago, and New England.
Oh, God.
Boy.
Wow.
I'm going to say B, Mike, which was, come again,
Pittsburgh, Dallas, Miami, New England, Chicago.
So A had Miami in fifth place.
Yep.
B had Chicago in fifth place.
Yep.
And C had who in fifth place?
New England.
New England.
I don't know. This is really tough.
I'm going to go with A because I think maybe Miami just squeaked in there.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with B. I think,
Well, the answer is C. Pittsburgh has allowed 18.1 points since 1970 on average.
Okay.
Miami is second at 19.7.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
And then there was Dallas, Chicago, and New England.
Nice. Okay. Very good.
I figured Chicago has given up a bunch of points over the last 20 years.
So. Uh-huh.
Well, they had a couple years, though, where they didn't give up points at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nothing, when they had that Buddy Ryan defense. But
right.
So that makes sense. Okay.
Paul Warfield leads the all-time average per reception at 21.5 yards. Who is second at 17.4?
You got options here, Mike?
I do. I have Irving Fryer, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, or Chris Chambers.
All right, so I'm just going to say, before you even said the options, my head said Chambers, so okay. I'm going Chambers.
All right. Ryan?
I think I'm going to go with Chambers also.
Lewis?
I'm going either Duper or Fryer, and I'm going to go with Duper.
It is Duper.
Damn it.
Did you have an order, Mike, in regard to where those guys were behind Duper?
No.
Or no?
I didn't track
it. Okay, I got it. All right.
Which running back leads the team in most receiving yardage all time?
What was it? I'm sorry.
Which running back leads the team in most receiving yardage all time?
Most receiving yardage all time. Wow. This is a good one. Receiving yardage.
Your guesses are Nathan, Jim Kick, or Terry Kirby?
Terry Kirby.
Wow. Oof.
I'm going to go with Nathan.
God dang. Kirby had some monster years, but Nathan did it for so long. This is really tough. Tough, 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 tough. I'm going to go with Kirby.
It is Tony Nathan.
Yeah,
3,592 yards. 3,592.
We're all tied up at two apiece, by the way.
Kirby had 1,646.
I have three, by the way, Daniel.
Yeah, sorry. I've only got one, Daniel.
No.
Daniel. Listen, you're not keeping score of anything, especially after your Thurman Thomas answer.
We cannot, that answer was right.
We cannot rely on you to keep score here.
Well,
go ahead. Next, right. Mike.
Miami had the fifth best record in the 90s. Which four teams won more? Was it San Francisco, Buffalo, KC, and Dallas? Was it San Francisco, Buffalo, Denver, and Dallas? Or Buffalo, San Francisco, Kansas City, and Dallas?
Mike, that's a lot to be ingest. You got to go Denver. One more time a little bit slower. I'm sorry.
See, you asked for multiple choice, so this is your own fault.
Yeah, but you've got multiple choice with four
answers per
multiple choice.
First of all, it was only three.
All right. So go ahead.
It's four per three.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
Miami had the fifth best record in the 90s. Which four teams won more? A, San Francisco, Buffalo, KC, Dallas. B, San Francisco, Buffalo, Denver, Dallas. Or C, Buffalo, San Francisco, Kansas City, and Dallas.
Wasn't A and C the same?
No.
They're the same four teams in a different order.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. And then for B, you have Denver instead of KC.
Yep, I got B.
I'm going B as well.
Yeah, the Denver team was too good in the 90s.
The answer is A, San Francisco, Buffalo, KC, and Dallas.
Wow. Okay.
All right, put your thinking caps on. Who was the leading rusher in 1995? That was Shula's last year. Was it Irving Spikes, Terry Kirby, Bernie Parmalee, or Keith Byers?
Options one more time, please.
Spikes, Kirby, Parmalee, or Byers?
Any guesses, guys?
I'm going to go with Parmalee.
I think Parmalee was a couple of years later. I want to say, I don't know, so I'm just going to say Byers.
Parmalee had a really good year one of those years, so I'm going to guess that it was him.
It was him. He had 878 yards.
Yeah.
Kirby had 414, Spikes had 126, and Byers had 44.
Well, uh-huh. The question was the least.
The NBA playoff action is nonstop at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the NBA playoffs? With DraftKings Same Game Parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and more, and boom, you have a shot at an even bigger payoff. Right now, all customers can place the same game parlay with three or more legs and get a free bet back up to $25 if one leg doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code TPPN, bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and get $150 in free bets if they do.
That's promo code TPPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility rate restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.
Who was the Dolphins' middle linebacker in 1996? Was it Dwight Hollier, Brian Cox, John Offerdahl, or Zach Thomas?
96.
That was Zach Thomas's rookie year, so I'm going to go with Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
Yep. What year was Jason Taylor drafted? 96, 97, or 98?
That'll be 97.
97.
Yep. Clean sweep.
Yep. And what year was Ronnie Brown drafted? 2007, 2008, 2004, or 2005?
2005.
I'm going with 5 as well.
Daniel?
2008.
It is 2005. He was the second pick in the draft.
Boy, if it wasn't for Thurman Thomas, I'd really suck at this game.
In 2006, the Dolphins drafted defensive back Jason Allen with the 16th pick in the first round. How many games did he suit up for in his career? Was it 98, 79, 126, or 64?
Ooh.
Give the options one more time.
98, 79, 126, or 64?
Man, it's hard for me to see him suiting up for more than 100.
I'm going with 64, yeah. Mike.
I'm going with 64 as well.
Ryan?
I'm at 98.
Yeah. Are you cheating, Ryan?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Jesus, he really nice played job, that Ryan. Many games Thank for you. Us, Mike?
Yeah. In his career, it wasn't all for us.
Yeah, he didn't play for us. He went to other teams.
Oh, son of a...
All right. That you got to scratch out, Mike.
Listening is key.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. That has to... Eliminated, Mike.
The question is... In 2006, the Dolphins drafted defensive back Jason Allen with the 16th pick in the first round. Mm-hmm. How many games did he suit up for in his career?
That okay. was the question.
So All that right. was the yeah, question. I got you. All right. Yeah.
All right. What round in the 2007 draft was Paul Soliai drafted? Was it the third round, fourth round, fifth round, or sixth round?
Five. Or
I think it's four.
Six.
Yeah. No, I think it. Hold on a minute. Hold on, Mike. I'm going to go with four as well.
It was. He was the 108th player selected in the fourth round.
Yep.
And I just want to add real quick. We had an episode a few times ago where we were talking about the Dolphins defense being pretty poor over the last several years. Uh-huh. I was actually looking back through the drafts at that time. I remember seeing that.
Yep. Very cool. Yep.
In 2009, the Dolphins drafted a quarterback. Who was he? Chad Henne, John Beck, Pat White, or Ryan Tannehill?
2009.
That would be John Beck.
Options one more time.
Henne, Beck, White, or Tannehill.
So 4 years after Ronnie Brown.
Henne came in. I'm going to go with Beck too, Mike.
Well, has everybody answered?
I don't have a good answer, but I'm going to go with Pat White.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yep, it was Pat White.
If it you was.
Think about the Ronnie Brown thing in 2005.
Yep.
Pat White was younger than he was, so.
What year did Beck get drafted, Mike? The year before, right?
I don't have that in front of okay. me.
Would have been, but, no, it would have been the year that Jake Long got drafted, wasn't it?
I think that was Henne.
That was Henne, okay.
Yeah, it was Henne.
Yeah, it was yeah. Henne. Yeah.
That was, I think that okay. might have been 2007.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they all got drafted really close.
Yeah.
Other than Tannehill got drafted
2012.
2012. Yeah. He was the only one among those three that, you know,
was not. Yeah.
Square peg. Good.
right guard John Jerry was drafted by Miami in 2010. What three teams did he play for? Miami, Chicago, and Cleveland, Miami, Chicago, and Green Bay, Miami, Chicago, and Cincinnati.
Green Bay. B.
Miami, Chicago, Green Bay. What were the other options, Mike?
Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Ryan got it. Hey. Cincinnati. He played 5 games for them before retiring.
Okay.
I think I was thinking Wonderful. About Dallas Thomas, by the
Can
way.
Can we stick to Dolphin trivia rather than where they wind up after the fact?
John Jerry God, was Mike. A Dolphin.
Yeah.
How many games did Rishard Matthews start in his career? 37, 39, 41, or 87?
Career. Here's his career.
Did you just say 37 and then 39, Mike?
37, 39, 41, or 87?
Started, right? You said started or played?
Start.
Start. How many starts did he have?
Well, he started for a year with Tennessee, at least a year before.
And this is his career now. Again, we're getting away from what he did with Miami, correct?
We're not going anywhere. It's how many games did the guy play?
37.
In his career. Started in his career, yeah. Right? Well, when he went to Tennessee, he did start for a couple of years from what I remember. So right. You got to figure some here. I'm going to go with the 40 number, Mike. What was it, 41?
41. Yeah, the answer is 37.
Okay. Well, those were pretty tight. It's tough.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Deion Jordan was one of the most disappointing draft selections in franchise history.
No!
Where did he play his college ball?
Oregon.
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 Yeah, come on.
Yep. All right. All right. Not everybody knows that.
Well,
I loved that guy at Oregon, too. Yeah. And I was super excited when we went and got him.
The Ducks.
Against Baltimore in 2007, Greg Camarillo became an overnight sensation for catching the pass that beat the Ravens. How far did the play cover? 80 yards, 72 yards, 64 yards, or 59 yards?
72. Hmm.
72 is what I'm going with as well.
72.
64 yards.
Wow. Okay. We're all wrong.
Yeah.
What quarterback threw that pass?
Cleo Lemon.
Yep. Great call.
Lewis?
Great call. You could give us the options real quick.
He never gave them.
Nope. No.
But no, that's one you should know. It was okay. Cleo Lemon.
Cleo, yep.
Another side note, that's the year I got my first Dolphins tattoo. Everybody kept giving me shit all year. So I'm like, you know what?
Everybody will sleep better tonight for knowing little tidbit of information.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, people were like, your Dolphins suck. You better change teams. I said, you want to know something, bud? Let's just put them on me.
Daniel, what year did you get the Thurman Thomas tattoo?
2022.
Right. Well, you know, you guys are making fun, but Thurman Thomas did come down here for a season, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Aside from the kicker, who scored the most points in 2008? Was it Ronnie Brown, Anthony Fasano, Ted Ginn Jr., or Ricky Williams?
Oh, wow.
2008.
Yep. I'm going to go with Brown. I'm going to go with Ronnie.
No, I think it's Fasano.
I think it was Fasano as well.
It was Ronnie Brown.
Son of a gun.
60 points he scored.
That's why I don't follow you, Ryan.
True or false? In 2008, after a poor start, Miami won 10 out of the next 11 games.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't we go 9-7 that year?
No, I think we went 11-6 that year.
Or 11, no, it would have been 11-5.
11-5 that year. Well, whatever. I'm 17 game season, whatever. Yeah, I think we went 11-5 and won the division. Yeah.
Yeah.
We started off right. Slow.
Yeah, yep. You guys are right. I'm going to go with yes.
Yep. True. Because we reeled off quite a few wins.
The answer is false. They were 2-4 and then went 9-1 to close the year 11-5.
Oh, so I was right the first time.
Another trick question.
I'm going to talk myself right out of it.
Hey, you talked me out of it.
I knew they went on a total roll that year. But, you know, 10-0, 9-1.
Yeah, no, it's just a matter of if you remembered or not.
Exactly. Well.
How many players are on our current roster with 7 or more years of experience coming into the season?
7 or more years.
Yeah, in other words, is this their 7th year and more? You know,
okay.
Anybody higher.
What do you got?
Well, the answers are 6, 7, 11, or 13.
6, 7, 11, or 13.
I'm going to go with my lucky number 7. I can't think of too many. So
I'm going to go with 7 as well. Can't remember everybody they signed in free agency, so that could boost it. But let's go with 7.
It's 13.
Hey.
Wow, how about that?
I'll read them to you. Terry Armstead, Clayton Fenchelum, Tyreek Hill, Teddy Bridgewater, Xavier Howard, John Jenkins, Byron Jones, Thomas Morstead, Raheem Mozart, Emmanuel Ogba, Alandon Roberts, Eric Rowe, and Brennan Scarlett.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
There's a way few off. Of those players on there.
Remember, we were such that. A young team the last couple of years, you know, that they really turned that around quick.
Well, guys like Fangelin, I didn't realize he was in the league that long. I mean, there was a couple other. I mean, Mozart, I thought, was in his fifth season, not his seventh. I mean, you know, so, yeah. Okay, good.
All right. When Coach McDaniel was hired, he became the blank coach in the Dolphins' history on February 7th, 2022. Was he the 9th? The 12th, the 14th, or 15th coach?
Oh, boy. Oh, Ed.
14th.
Are we including interim coaches?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. 14th.
I'm going to go with 11.
What were the numbers, Mike?
9, 12, 14, or 15?
Oh, then 12. Sorry.
Ryan's going to go with a number that is not right.
I'm going with either 14 or 15. Let's go with 14.
14 it is.
Yep.
Good job, guys.
All right.
So do you tally it up?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's 25 questions.
I stopped counting when Lou told me I was a fool.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying that nicely for the podcast listeners.
Well, don't take everything he says seriously.
I don't. I tried to keep counting, but then I stopped.
Uh-huh. That's pretty much it doesn't matter. I mean, this is not a competition.
All for fun.
What do you mean it's not a competition?
I think Ryan won.
You're in last place.
He
went on a roll in the middle there.
Hey, I kept track. I have 10, right?
I had 12.
I had 25.
And you can fact check that, Ryan. Not Ryan, Daniel.
What? Is this multiple choice?
Fact check it after Mike edits.
Let's ask the audience. How many
in between watching your Thurman Thomas highlight film?
Well, hey, don't forget, I got Cleo Lemon right also. That was not a question. So that's an extra point for me.
Yeah. So Daniel gets did Daniel get it? He got the Cleo Lemon?
No, he gave me props Ryan, for getting that
well,
right.
As soon
I got
as
that
he said
right.
Cleo.
Ryan
I'm like,
got it
yep,
right.
Yep, that's the guy.
I think Daniel has now become the Kirk Marks of the trivia shows.
Ooh, that was
right. No, not the Kirk
first
Marks.
Of all,
it was Jim was a really bad one.
I just want to tell Kirk and Jim, I love you guys.
No, come on, don't rag on those guys.
They were great.
They were fun.
They were a lot of fun. I laughed more on that show than I have in a long time.
Oh, I love listening to that.
It was great. It really was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Since that show, Mike, I don't believe Jim has done another one with us.
No, I think we scared him off. I think that's what happened.
Well, good luck finding another Daniel.
Daniel, please don't follow suit, buddy.
And you were going to have problems.
Oh, Lord. All right, we thought this would be fun. Hopefully everybody listening went along and tried to answer the questions themselves. And thanks for joining me, guys.
Yeah,
until next week. Fins up, everybody.
Fins up,
Dolphins.
All right, that's today's show. I just want to remind everyone that the Fin Fans podcast is proud to be part of DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Pigskin podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. There's lots of podcasts and information there that you'll enjoy. All right, until next time, be well and take care.
Podcast Network.